Hello, and welcome to Seikahan. Today, why Nakaneko, the site once called Japan's YouTube, declined, and what its remaining fans are still paying for. On August 13, 2026, the Japanese publisher KADOKAWA released its quarterly earnings deck. Buried in it was a number. Nakaneko, Japan's pioneering video site, now has 893,000 paying premium members. That is down roughly 100,000 in a single year. Japanese media ran the story as, Nakaneko falls below 900,000 subscribers. That framing, by the way, is the media's "the company itself never used it." And here is the twist. The company says, Nakaneko-related revenue was flat, propped up by events and sponsorships. Nakaneko was once called Japan's YouTube, and for a while, that comparison ran in Nakaneko's favor. Today, three questions. 1. Why did Japan's YouTube lose its throne? 2. In an age of infinite free video, who still pays 990 yen, about $6 to $7 a month, and for what? 3. Is 893,000 the number of an ending, or something else? Let's start with the numbers. First, let's get the timeline straight, because it is easy to misread. On August 1st, Nakaneko raised its premium price from 790 to 990 yen a month. But the 893,000 figure is from the end of June, before the hike. The price increase did not cause this number. The company offered no explanation for the decline itself. Meanwhile, total accounts including free users stand at about 110 million and have kept growing for 2 years. What is shrinking is precisely the set of people who pay every month. Now put this number on the timeline. Premium membership crossed 1 million in October 2010. 2 months before that, the site had announced 900,000 members. And back then, that number just meant almost a million. The peak came in 2016, 2.56 million. By 2022, it was down to 1.4 million. And now, 893,000, the same level, 16 years apart, with the opposite meaning. One note, the early figures are milestone announcements, and the recent ones are quarter-end disclosures, so they are not strictly the same series. Here is what makes this story interesting. Several numbers point the other way. Chokaigi, Nakaneko's huge real-world festival, has grown its in-person attendance 3 years running. A newer fan community service has grown to 303,000 paying members. And the business segment containing Nakaneko was the only one of KADOKAWA's five to beat its midterm plan at 133% of target. Monthly subscribers down, business holding up. That contradiction is the doorway into this story. Now some background, because outside Japan, Nakaneko needs an introduction. Nakaneko launched in December 2006, about a year after YouTube. Its defining invention, viewer comments that fly across the video itself, right over the picture. The style is called Danmaku, literally bullet curtain. And it means you never watch alone. Every past viewer's reaction shares your screen. A YouTube comment sits below the video. A Nakaneko comment is part of the video. The point was not to show you a video, but to let you participate in one. That is where the loyalty comes from. The culture exploded in 2007. That August, Hatsune Miku went on sale. Voice synthesizer software sold with a character, letting anyone have a virtual singer perform their song. Songwriters posted originals, singers covered them, dancers choreographed them, all on Nakaneko, in a chain reaction of user-generated creation. Game streaming grew up there too. At one point, nearly half of all uploads were reported to be game-related. The business model was distinctive too. What premium members mostly paid for was the removal of inconveniences, lower video quality at busy hours, or losing your seat in a crowded live stream. On that model, the business turned profitable in 2010. At the time, roughly 75% of its revenue came from membership fees. A video site standing on viewer subscriptions, not advertising. Remember that starting point? It shapes everything that follows. So how did Japan react? When the news broke that Nikonico's paying membership had fallen below 900,000, Japanese social media had a surprising take. The number sat in an earnings deck for 2 days before Yahoo News pushed the headline to the general public, drawing nearly 3 million impressions. What follows are Japanese posts from X, translated for this video, a temperature reading from one platform, not public opinion. And the temperature was unexpected. What rose to the top was defense, not mourning. Posts of surprise that so many people still pay outperformed posts, lamenting the decline. The most shared opinion post of the whole cycle was not an obituary. It was a competition argument. Having 900,000 paying subscribers on a homegrown Japanese video site is impressive in itself, the post argued. If Nikonico disappears, YouTube gets free rein to push worse ads and to raise its own premium fee with no rival left. The second biggest post came from a fan who studies the company's earnings materials. Nikonico, they wrote, has already shifted to sustaining the service without depending on paid membership numbers, so judging it by subscriber count alone feels out of date. Notably, that matches the reading KAWA itself gives in its own strategy documents. The single most repeated reaction across the thread ran the surprise in the opposite direction from the headline. Everyone's saying the same thing, it went. But wait, there are still more than 800,000 people paying for this? The anger, meanwhile, had already happened, 2 weeks earlier, and quietly. Cancellation posts clustered in late July, just before the price increase took effect, small personal farewells rather than viral complaints. One longtime user wrote, "I'd been a premium member for 14 years. It was 525 yen a month when I joined. This price hike is where I cancel. Thank you, Nikonico." Defense at the top, farewells at the margins. Keep both in mind for what comes next. Now the core of this video. Three structural reasons Nikonico lost the platform war. Reason one is capital. Early Nikonico actually ran on top of YouTube, overlaying its comments on YouTube's videos. In February 2007, YouTube cut off its access. 3 months after founding, Nikonico had to build and run its own video infrastructure. From then on, server upgrades had to be funded by member fees alone, while YouTube drew on Google's balance sheet. The result, full HD, arrived on Nikonico more than 8 years after YouTube. It was not a lack of effort. The two sides were playing with different orders of magnitude. Reason two, whose money funds the creators? Surprisingly, Nikonico started creator payouts earlier than YouTube did for ordinary users in Japan. But Nikonico's fund came from member fees. The size of viewers' wallets was a hard ceiling on what creators could earn. YouTube's fund is the advertising market. As viewing grows, the pie itself grows. In 2015, Nikonico's payout was reported at about 0.29 yen per view, from a pool of roughly 600 million yen a year. Around the same time, YouTube was running TV commercials in Japan, celebrating creators who made a living on the platform. Streaming costs pointed opposite ways too, on Nikonico, extending a live broadcast long required paying points up front. YouTube and Twitch let you stream for free and earn once you succeed. And by the account of Nikonico's own management, given years later, the community itself long carried a resistance to creators earning money at all. Reason 3, how new people find you. YouTube had search-related videos, embeds on outside websites, and social sharing, doors everywhere, opening outward. Nikonico's center of gravity was its ranking page. Everyone watching the same trending videos at the same time, that is what created the shared in-jokes and the festival feeling. The cost. There were few paths for an outsider to stumble in. And this was not an accident. Hiroyuki, one of Nikaneko's founding figures, explained at the time that the design deliberately kept the world closed and the culture protected. The same single philosophy produced both the magic and the weakness. Put the three reasons together and you get a spiral. Creators leave, new videos thin out, viewers follow, and more creators leave. So what happened to the invention itself? Comments flying across the screen. It survived, just not at Nikaneko. In China, Bilibili, an heir to the Danmaku style through an earlier site called AC Fun, grew to 366 million monthly users and turned profitable in 2025. One caveat, Bilibili grew up in a market where YouTube has been blocked since 2009, a different game entirely. Nikaneko itself never managed to go global. The Danmaku experience demands two shared languages at once, the video's language and the comments' language, plus the in-jokes behind them. The wall is double-layered. And today's Nikaneko is moving the other way. Since 2024, it has been restricting overseas access altogether. Finally, when fans say Nikaneko can still recover, that sentence means two different things. Meaning one, competing with YouTube, again as a general video platform, the evidence for that is thin. Membership keeps falling, and teenagers are just 1.7% of the user base. Meaning two, growing again as the home base for specific genres. Vocaloid music, live events, that one is testable and partly working. The twice-yearly Vocaloid Posting Festival draws over 6,000 new works per round, and the Chokaigi Festival keeps growing. Onto all of this lands the price increase, a bet that higher revenue per member outruns the cancellations it triggers. The company has already missed its own membership recovery targets 2 years running. The verdict arrives in the first post-hike quarterly report. Let's return to our three questions. 1. Why did Japan's YouTube lose its throne? Capital, it could not match, a creator fund capped by member fees, and a beautifully closed world with few doors in. 2. Who still pays 990 yen a month? People staying for an experience that exists nowhere else, watching together with everyone's reactions crossing the screen. Though one honest caveat, no published survey tells us exactly what they are paying for. 3. Is 893,000 an ending? The same earnings deck supports both readings, a service running down, or a community refusing to leave. The next few quarters will decide. One closing thought. As generative AI makes video effectively infinite, there is an argument that who you watch with will matter more than what you watch. If that is true, a 20-year-old design built on sharing a screen was not obsolete, it was early. But nothing guarantees Nikaneko inherits that value. Co-watching exists on YouTube, Twitch, and Discord too. Nikaneko's 20 years are a record of where Japanese internet culture was born, how it tried to earn a living, and where it stalled. The full analysis and the original Japanese posts with translations are on our blog. The link is in the description. Thank you for watching.